The Memphis Brooks Museum of Art celebrates its 100th anniversary this year. WKNO's Culture Desk looks at some of its essential works spanning 10 decades. This week, curator Stanton Thomas talks about a painting that has captivated museum goers since it was acquired in 1993.
William Adolphe Bouguereau's Au Pied de la Falaise is one of our most popular works. The title literally means at the foot of the cliff. Why are people so captivated? Well, first they see the image of an exquisitely beautiful young girl with enormous brown eyes. She's sitting on a quarry block. Behind her is a shadowy wall of stone. It's not just the girl's angelic face that beguiles viewers. It's also Bouguereau's mastery of the human form and utter command of the medium of oil paint. The girl's relaxed pose and gently crossed hands are remarkably lifelike and natural. The girl's pearly, almost luminous skin is contrasted against her coarse clothing and the hard, dusty stone where she sits. What's this little girl's story? Why do Brooks visitors pore over this painting? Bouguereau probably intended this image to be a metaphor for the journey of life, namely that we all start out as innocent, unscarred children, but over time we must face the obstacles thrown before us. People also stare because this work is just so immaculate, so flawless. In the 1800s, the Impressionists noticed this too, and called his work unrealistically perfect. They even came up with a term for Bouguereau's two pretty peasants, or chastely erotic classical maidens, bien léchées, that is, well licked, as in the smooth surface of ice cream in a cone. Maybe that's why there's such an appetite for Bouguereau's work today. I'm Stanton Thomas, curator of European and decorative art at the Brooks Museum.
Visit WKNOFM.org to see today's featured work of art.